Hey guys, Matt Siltala here with Avalanche Media, and we got Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics for another one of these awesome podcasts. Today what we're going to do is we're going to continue our discussion that we had on one of our first episodes, the whole limited budget discussion. We're going to focus on social media today and a lot of the tools that you guys can use that are either on the super cheap or free side. Obviously, we want to talk about stuff that's going to save you time and money, and time is money. So I guess, Dave, maybe I'll let you kick it off and help us get this this episode going. But we wanted to continue our discussion because you and I, when we got done with the other episode where we were talking about this, we felt that we could provide a lot more information on just, you know, the whole I have a limited budget, what can I do type crowd and with my marketing. And so take it away.
Yep. It's a balance between some tools are out there cost $9 a month. Some of them cost $99 a month. Some of them cost a lot more. And it's where in that range from free to, $1,000 plus a month makes sense for you. So, you know, it depends on how much you're using it for me, really.
Yeah.
There's tools out there that I love that cost a bunch of money. But I'm like, for the clients I work with, I don't manage a lot of day-to-day social media other than my, five accounts for my own. But, it's like, what do you have someone actively using it? Yes. Okay, well then, a tool that saves them time, because like you just said perfectly, time is money. You know, if I have to do this manually, and it'll take me 5 minutes each time, and I do it 20 times, you know, a week, or it'll take me 5 minutes once, what would you rather have that person that you're paying do?
Yeah, for sure.
You know, at $9.99 a month, that they can save, you know, 120 or whatever it is, like 95% of their time from that one task, and it costs $10, there comes a trade-off. And I think a lot of people, us included, and I know me for, you know, being the single person, I look at some tools and I'm like, well, that's $99 a month. I'm like, darn, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And then I'm like, well, wait, I use it three times or two times and it saves me 3 hours each time I use it, or it saves me an hour. I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah. As long as I'm using it, it makes sense for me to, you know, leverage it.
Well, I was thinking about this the other day, you know, there's a lot of professional photographers out there, and I'm by no means a professional photographer, but I love photography.
I disagree.
I love photography, as you know. And one of the tools that I invested in was a tool called PhotoPills. And again, what it has done is it has saved me so much time and headaches just from different tools that I've used that have been free or haven't done as well of a job. But the thing about like PhotoPills, I love to shoot the Milky Way, and what it will do is no matter what time of day, if I find a cool landmark or a spot or whatever, I can go and position my I can frame in my picture, if you will, with where exactly the Milky Way will be when I want it. And that's going to tell me, that tool is going to tell me exactly the time when it's going to be there. And so I don't have to guess at stuff like that. I know that, hey, if I want the Milky Way right over the mountain right here at this time, I need to be ready to shoot at like 1:30 a.m. or whatever it might be. And so, again, it was $10 for the tool, probably one of the more expensive apps I've paid for. But, you know, when you think about it, like $10, that's nothing, you know, just...
What, it's like one cup of coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah. I was going to say two cups of coffee, but you're right. Probably one.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't know. But maybe it's two.
Yeah. I know it's expensive. But yeah, that's the point, though. And again, I know that was more photography related, but there's lots of other apps out there, no matter what it is that your business is, ones that will help save you time with the social media part of it. Because one of the things that you and I hear from people all the time is, you know, I just don't have the time or energy to run all these different social medias. It's me. But then you talk to them and you break it down and say, well, what if you got it all lined up for the month? Could you spend an hour or even 2 hours? You know that, like, for example, it's going to be July. let's say that you're going to have a 4th of July sell, or you're going to do something special, or we just, you know, got done with Memorial Day or whatever it might be. So you have these tools that you could set it up for automation. You could have it where it preloads it and it does it all for you. And so that saves you from having to worry about, you know, because here's the deal. Most of the time it's people getting overwhelmed, you know. It's people getting, you know, the whole, I'm not doing it just because I don't know where to start. Well, we're giving you the opportunity to do this. We're giving you, you know, you set this up, you give yourself an hour, and if that only gives you 8 posts, then, well, let's schedule those 8 posts for the month. That's going to be better than nothing. You know what I mean?
Yep. And I broke something. You just made me think of, I totally broke it. a presentation I did in April where I talked digital marketing 101, and one of the last things I did is, because I talked SEO, social, paid social, organic, like all these different things, email, and I brought it all together at the very end, and I will clean up this slide, yeah, because it's totally broken now, and include kind of a visual. And what it does is it gives you a calendar and it shows you day by day, week by week of what you should do. And yeah, you can use Google, you can use, you know, Outlook, you can use your Google and set up reminders, which is, again, free app, free tool. But what it does is it just shows you that on the first Tuesday of the upcoming month for what you're talking about, you know, you saying that you were launching something in July, we'll post something on Facebook.
Gotcha.
And every Wednesday, we'll do something, and we'll schedule something to go out on Twitter. And then on Thursday, we'll do something on Pinterest and Snapchat. And then leading up to it, there's a bunch of different things that we'll do. You know, and we'll do an email blast. All of these things you can do for free. Yes, they take time. But if you schedule it out and you kind of know it's coming, you'll do it. And then the tool doesn't matter. Yeah. I often... since we are talking tools, Hootsuite. You can schedule stuff in Hootsuite. Hootsuite's free to a certain level, and then it starts going up, I think, $10, $20, $30 and higher. You can also use Sprout Social. So if you have even more accounts, if you grow past that initial kind of Hootsuite, I would suggest looking at Sprout Social. Both of them can schedule stuff for you. So like you're saying, if you have 1 hour a week to schedule stuff for LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and then every so often you just kind of check and look for alerts, these two tools will let you do it on Monday or maybe on Sunday when you're sitting there watching your favorite show. You can kind of sit there and do it, and then you're done for the week, other than just kind of maintenance.
You know, and I'm glad that you're talking about some of the specific tools and what they do for you, but it got me thinking. And again, I don't want to get too far away with this because I want to go back and talk about the tools. But when you're talking about the limited budget, I was just thinking about something the other day. You know, we recently got a 3D printer, and my sons have been printing off, you know, you're going to laugh, but fidget spinners, because all the kids in their school were eating them up. And school's out now, but I remember that, you know, one of the boys just threw his Instagram account, was posting pictures of just different fidget spinners that we had printed out, and got so many orders from them. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, you know what? This is so powerful. Like, I paid nothing for that marketing. I mean, if you want to talk about it, you know, he's got a, we have a jar that we make him keep all their money in right now at this point, because, you know, you got the cost of goods, you know, the printing, yeah, spaghetti and stuff. But like, they have a jar full of $20 bills right now, just of kids that have bought fidget spinners from them. And I'm thinking, okay, this was just through word of mouth with Instagram, and there's nothing else. And so, man, there's so much opportunity for people with limited or no budget to just get so much exposure nowadays. Like, think about when we first started getting into this industry, Dave, and you know, the just how to get eyeballs on your product or to your website or visitors. Like, oh man, it's so much easier now. I mean, it's compared to that. I mean, I'm not saying that it's easy, but you see what I'm getting at, you know?
Yeah. you have a lot more places easily with. I mean, the audiences are segmented, but it's easier to get in front of very specific audiences.
Well, yeah, and even like one of the tools here that we talked about that can, or that we haven't, but we have listed to talk about it was TweetDeck, and just even monitoring specific hashtags. Like, if I'm a business owner, for example, if I sell, blue widgets for whatever, you know, I'm going to monitor that hashtag, and then when people are talking about blue widgets on Twitter, I can get on there. And I could talk to them about it, or I could talk to them about why my product's better. They're looking for it. You're not spamming them. You're not just going directly to their account saying, hey, buy from me. You know, they're looking for information on it, or they're wanting someone to send them a review. And that's what a lot of these tools can do for you as well. It could help you monitor. It could help you with that kind of feedback and potential clients and business.
Yep, and that's exactly what I use them for. In the Hootsuite Spot Social type solutions and TweetDecks. I have TweetDeck as well set up. I just have a bunch of different searches set up for each of my accounts. And each one is kind of a different goal. They're all free to an extent. And I don't check them every single day, but in between projects or in between calls, or if I'm, grabbing a quick snack, I can easily jump on any of them, take a look, and I'm like, oh, someone just said something about, an article that I wrote about, or someone just said something about something, asked a question. Someone that follows one of my accounts asked a question that I can jump in on. All I do is I got quick 5 minutes, quick break. I just open it. I read it. Sometimes I go into the wormhole of, the internet and start reading all sorts of crazy stuff. I try not to. We all are guilty, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
But I try not to. Didn't say I succeed all the time. But yeah, then they're all free.
You know, and here's another thing too is, as far as like creating nice images or things like that or content for your social or the different tools, I was just going through my phone while we were on this podcast and doing this, and I'm trying to see if the tools that I use that I could recommend. And, one of the ones that hit me, like a ton of bricks is Lightroom. Now, a lot of times you think, okay, well, that's an Adobe product. It's going to cost me hundreds and thousands of dollars and blah, blah, blah. No, I believe that I'm on a Creative Cloud tool. It's the full version of Lightroom. And I think I pay, I found it through a deal through a photographer. So it's not like full price, but I think I pay like $8 a month for access to it. And I have an app on my phone and it's like full Lightroom. And so I can do whatever I want to photos. I can create stuff, and it's right there on my phone. And I also have the version for the computer as well. But I just started thinking about those kind of tools. And a lot of times people get a little freaked out or a little hesitant to spend money. But, like, look into it. Some of them have really good discounts, and some of them might not cost as much as you think.
Yeah. For making images, I recently found Landscape, and we'll drop a link. It's sproutsocial.com/landscape.
Oh, I like that.
I am not, as Matt knows and most people know, if you've ever looked at a site I built, I don't like Photoshop. I'm horrible at it. Landscape, what it does is you can upload an image to it, and it will resize it for whatever social network you need it for. So if you need a header image for your Facebook page, or you need something resized and so that it fits within Twitter or Instagram or whatever, it will resize that image as best as it can. Sometimes images, it won't. It's just the wrong size for that. But in many cases, it will resize it. So I can take one image I take on my phone, upload it to my computer, drop it on here, and it'll resize it instantly for me.
And how much was that app?
It's free.
Free. There you go, guys. So again,
I usually use GIMP, which is a free alternative to Photoshop to resize things. And I'll drop a link in there too. But, this resizes it perfectly, and I'm sure they'll keep updating it as Facebook and LinkedIn and everyone changes their sizes. This will automatically resize it for that, for you.
And I know that a lot of times some of the most interactions that people get are when they create memes based on things that have happened. And I have a meme. It's just, the app is Meme Creator. You do a search for it. It was 99 cents. And It works great for making memes. And some of the most interactions and some of the most talked about posts that I have on things that I've done with clients or with my own stuff have been with just silly, stupid memes that have been created. So, again, there's another one between that one that you just shared and Meme Creator and Lightroom. Like, so many opportunities and options for people to get this stuff done for super cheap, if not free. So, no excuses anymore.
I was going to say, I don't use it on a daily basis, but I have used it some, and it's Canva. And if you've ever, I think it's probably one of the most mentioned type easy apps. You can quickly take a picture, and it does a lot what Meme Creator does. You can just take a quick picture, and you can do all sorts of crazy fonts and make it all sorts of pretty and artsy, or you can just make it simple. But it will quickly adjust and, you know, make this. And take your photo and make it ready for social media in a bunch of different ways.
And if people think that this isn't where it's going, I just want to tell you guys about some conversations that I looked at on my son's phone the other night. I have no idea how these two even knew what they were talking about, but the whole conversation back and forth between him and his friend were memes and these like created.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? And anyway, I don't even have words for it, but like, this is what's hitting them. This is what they're sharing. This is what they're loving. This is what's going to get people interested in your brand. This is what, you know, this may be the opportunity that you need to get someone knowing about your brand. Anyway, it's just something that struck me that I thought I would share because I thought it was funny. But this is what they're sharing right now, this generation growing up.
And I'm guilty of it. And if I look through actually some of my decks coming up that I'm building for some presentations, I'm actually using screenshots that I took while I was in Snapchat.
Yeah.
Because people are creating the content for me, and I'm going to credit it to them. In some cases, it's my own content, but it's a canvas. So I can take a picture of something, and I can just write on that within Snapchat. And I use Snapchat just like you would with Lightroom and Canva and stuff. And I'm not, like I said, Photoshop is not my thing, but I can just write some text on there, or I can use some of the filters, or I can use some other stuff, and it adds something to that photo. Take a screenshot, boom, I have a photo that I can use now.
Well, you know what? That's perfect.
That's free.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Free. And that's perfect segue into a post that I have, and I can't remember. I don't think it's posted yet, but it will be by the time you guys are listening to this, and we'll drop a link to it there. But on the Avalanche Media site, Dave, you actually gave me this idea for a blog post about, you know, the power of just having the phone in your hand and the content that you can create from just everything around you, like real world situations. And so I did a complete blog post on that where I shared a bunch of different examples and case studies and stuff. And so we'll drop that on this, you know, this episode as well. But this got me thinking about that, like, with all these tools, with the photo, or with the power of the phone in the hand, there is no excuse for not creating content.
Yeah, and I think I used this example before, but when the one restaurant the wife and I were at, that we've gone to a couple times locally, the woman was walking around with the phone during, like, the dinner hour. And when she came back around, I think she was a manager or something, when she came back around, I asked her which one she was using it for, and they were, during rush hour or certain periods throughout the week, they were walking around and taking video of like some of the specials and people, and they're, you know, trying their first attempt to create a video for their Facebook page.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they were just walking around with the phone, and they knew someone that had some skills, that the way she said skills, she kind of did the air quote skills, with video, that had said they were going to do it. So they were going to try it.
Well, that's awesome. And that you know, when you were talking about that, it reminded me of the lady, you know, there was a bunch of proms going on. I'm sure there was proms and stuff going on over where you were at as well. But
yes.
well, there's a lady that does hair and makeup. Well, mostly just makeup. And she has an Instagram account, and she just posts the pictures of, you know, first of all, these kids are paying her anywhere from 50 to 100 bucks to do their makeup, and then they're providing the content for her as well. So she's getting money from them, and then they're allowing her to take a picture, and then they're also posting that picture and linking back to her and mentioning her and hashtagging her and whatevering to her. But, like, you know, that's just it. You know, she gets it. She understands. And so she's grown a business simply on Instagram with posting pictures of her work, so to speak. And you got to just think about stuff like that and do stuff like that. And that's gonna be the difference between those that are successful in your industry and those that are not. Right there.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, if you just make me think of it, like a tattoo artist. If a tattoo artist was to tell me they don't know how to create content, I'd be like, what do you do all day? You create content all day long.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, every customer that comes in, and, you know, I walked into a couple, I don't have one. I thought about one a couple of times. But I've gone with some other friends that have gotten them. But there's just books of pictures. That's content.
Yeah.
Like, every time you're doing it, if you have a really big, awesome masterpiece that you're working on that someone's coming in for, document it and show people. Like, you know,
create a video out of that one, the whole process.
You know, here's how long it takes when you want a piece that is your entire leg, you know, and our friend Todd's got, I think he's got 3/4 sleeves on both all the way around, and I think most of his chest is tattooed now too. You know, some of the big pieces he gets are multiple visits. Document that. Take some photos, write up a little bit about it. You put it on your website, put it on social, and show, like, you know, this is what it takes, and this is what our room looks like when you're waiting, and, you know, all this stuff. That was content. That was all free. And like you said, you just used a phone.
And you got me thinking about some of the funniest content that I've ever seen is tattoo-related. Some of the posts that I've seen about some of the worst tattoos that have been done. And so if I was a good tattoo parlor, I'd be saying, hey, look at this content. Look at these artists. This is why you want to come here. This isn't going to happen to you. So not only will you have more trust in the tattoo artist that you're going to, but it's also funny and great content that will be shared. So,
yep.
All right. Well, that was good. I think that, you know, there's a lot more that we could probably always talk about with limited budget. And as we think of those things, or maybe as we get questions from you guys about specific topics, we'll get into it a little bit more. But for now, wrapping it up with the whole limited budget discussion, I'm Matt Siltala for Dave Rohr at Northside Metrics. I'm with Avalanche Media. Thanks for joining us on another one of these podcasts, and we'll see you on the next episode, guys.
Bye. That's all.